What a weekend. SNL even did a little skit on Trump.
You come to get me, I knew it. It's the Muslim stuff, right?
No.
It's for calling Mexicans rapists?
No.
The Roy Moore stuff?
No.
Draft dodging?
No.
The birther stuff?
No.
Pocahontas?
No.
The Central Park Five? No, wait. Making fun of the handicapped reporter like this?
No, sir!
WellsInsider.com. Check out the skit, little ghost of Christmas past. Only this was scandal past. News Radio WTAM 1100. This is Bill Wells. Our Bill Zimfer joins us this morning. Hey, Bill, what a week ahead! But let's go back to Friday. I mean, this was big with Flynn, right?
Absolutely. This is a bombshell in this investigation, really. There had been some rumors maybe about a month ago that another indictment may be coming out involving Flynn. That never happened at the time, of course, and as it turns out now, Flynn pleading guilty to lying to the FBI. He will cooperate with a Mueller investigation, which is not good news for anybody else who might be involved. And right now, we're talking about maybe the first entry into the White House with Michael Flynn. So this is the first time it's really entered that area, and the next person that's really going to be in the hot seat now is Jared Kushner, because he is reportedly that, quote, very senior member of the transition team who directed Flynn to contact the Russians.
President Trump tweeting to anybody who would read that there was nothing going on, including this other twisted story. Trump personal lawyer John Dowd told CNN Sunday he actually drafted the tweet that had some issues about Flynn, and now people are wondering that maybe Trump's got people drafting tweets. You kind of wonder about
that.
Yeah.
Well, the big question was, the tweet came out, he said he had to fire Flynn for lying to the vice president and the FBI. Then that prompted everybody to say, whoa, wait a minute. Did you know at the time of the firing that he lied to the FBI? And if so, you didn't say anything about that. There could be obstruction of justice involved there. Then word came out, yeah, John Dowd said, I was the one who drafted that. Two things about that. Number one, it leads you to wonder who else is writing tweets, or what other tweets did John Dowd write for the president. And number two, John Dowd is his personal attorney. John Dowd as an attorney should give up if he wrote a tweet like that as an attorney. This story isn't going to go away for a while.
Pete Rose is laughing somewhere. Dowd, of course, led the investigation. Yes. Whether or not he bet on baseball. All right, on to me and my taxes. Senate passed something so them and the House are going to get together, is that right?
Oh, boy. Yeah, early Saturday morning, the Senate passed their tax plan by a 51-49 vote. It was Bob Corker, the only Republican, voting against it. So it now goes to a conference committee. Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell will appoint negotiators from their respective chambers to negotiate this thing out. There are some differences between the two, but I don't think there's anything that really can't be worked out. But here we go again, Bill. Like Susan Collins of Maine, who voted for the tax plan, is now saying, once again, I have to wait and see what the final version looks like, because there could still be more changes made to this before we get a final vote on it.
Yeah, these senators love to talk. They love to have the spotlight on these things. All right, let me get you out here on this. He shot off another missile, and if you look at the trajectory, they think this thing could reach the U.S. pretty confidently then, right?
Absolutely. Just a question of whether it covers the entire U.S. mainland or not. It depends on what kind of payload is on there. And as we speak, Bill, the United States and South Korea have started military exercises large scale involving 12,000 U.S. servicemen, 230 aircraft on the Korean Peninsula. North Korea doesn't like that.
Bill Zimfer on all of it. Busy week ahead, and he's got it covered for you. Bill, thanks, pal.
You're welcome.
Senator Dianne Feinstein on Trump and the tweets and Flynn and what's going on.
I think what we're beginning to see is the putting together of a case of obstruction of justice. I think we see this in the indictments, mm-hmm. the four indictments and pleas that have just taken place, in some of the comments that are being made. I see it most importantly in what happened with the firing of Director Comey, and it is my belief that that is directly because he did not agree to lift the cloud of the Russia investigation. That's obstruction of justice.
On this one tweet, this is an interesting twist. President Trump's personal lawyer, John Dowd, told CNN yesterday that he wrote the tweet for @RealDonaldTrump Twitter account about the firing of former White House National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. The tweet, I had to fire General Flynn because he lied to the vice president and the FBI. That's the way the tweet read. He's now pled guilty to those lies. It's a shame because his actions during the transition were lawful. There was nothing to hide. Dowd said he actually drafted the tweet, believes the White House social media director actually posted it online, not President Trump. So if that's true, then some of these tweets from Trump's account may not be him, if you want to take it down that road.